Luke Skywalker vs. Emperor Palpatine in Ashes of the Empire. Which Star Wars Unlimited Spotlight deck should you start and upgrade? Dax here, let us skip the brochure language and find out what actually works. Start with Luke Skywalker if you want the stronger, more forgiving Ashes Spotlight deck. Healing preserves attacks and creates a clearer first upgrade shell. Choose Emperor Palpatine if you enjoy sequencing a wide board and converting temporary advantage into pressure. Play each stock 52-card deck for at least 6 games, then change one roll package at a time. Community reports favor Luke more often, but neither deck is tournament-tuned out of the box. Luke is the better first spotlight deck. Palpatine is the better sequencing seminar. Fantasy Flight Games built both as complete 52-card ready-to-play lists, mixing Ashes cards with earlier cards. Their leader abilities point in opposite educational directions. Luke repairs a unit after it attacks. Palpatine asks a broadboard to exploit temporary advantages before they evaporate. This guide treats the stock lists as curricula, not raw material. First, learn what every card is doing. Then record where the list stalls. Only then change one package and replay the same matchup. If an upgrade cannot name the turn or role it repairs, it is merely a purchase wearing tactical language. Which Ashes Spotlight deck is better out of the box? Luke is better for most first-time Ashes players. His Vigilance Heroism shell gives a visible reward for attacking with the right unit and can preserve a damaged piece that still has work to do. Palpatine's Cunning Villainy list is more brittle. It wants enough bodies, the correct attack order, and a plan for temporary advantage before the bonus becomes a souvenir. Better here means easier to learn, replay, and diagnose, not guaranteed to win every stock matchup. Current community discussion more often treats Luke as the stronger shell, but both are teaching products rather than solved event lists. Dax's verdict survives that uncertainty because it rests on decision visibility, not a week of win rate fog. How does the Luke deck want to win? Luke wants useful units to attack, survive, and remain relevant. The stock list includes a spread of ground and space threats plus support such as Luke's lightsaber. The leader's healing changes combat math. A unit that would normally be traded away may attack, recover, and demand another answer. The beginner trap is healing a unit merely because damage exists. Ask 3 questions. Does this unit have another profitable attack? Does keeping it alive protect a more important piece? And does this heal change the opponent's required action? If all 3 answers are no, the effect may be comforting rather than consequential. How does the Palpatine deck want to win? Palpatine wants to widen the board, create advantage, and spend that temporary edge in the order that produces real damage or favorable trades. The stock deck contains pressure across both arenas and expensive payoffs, which means early sequencing determines whether the top end arrives as a threat or an obituary. Before each attack, name the advantage token's intended conversion. Is it protecting a unit, forcing a trade, pushing base damage, or opening the other arena? If the answer is simply it is a bonus, pause. Temporary resources reward a pilot who plans the exit before entering the room. What should the first 6 stock games test? Play 2 open-hand games and narrate every attack. Play 2 closed-hand games and write down every forgotten leader or token interaction. Play 2 timed games without changing cards. For each deck, record the opening resource decision, first contested arena, first card stranded in hand, and the turn the leader ability produced actual value. Use the same matchup and starting procedure so the notes can compare like with like. A single exciting win does not prove a package. A single ugly loss does not condemn it. The useful signal is repetition, which role fails in the same way after the pilot understands the rule, which first Luke upgrades are worth testing. Begin with role density, not a pasted tournament list. If the deck repeatedly wants early space pressure, test another copy of a verified space role already present. If a one of ground stabilizer is consistently excellent, test a second copy and remove the card that most often remains stranded. If healing has no meaningful target, improve the target density before adding more healing. Change 3 to 6 cards, not 20, keep a stable version sleeved separately or save the stock list. Play the same matchup 6 more times. The test passes when the new package appears often enough to evaluate and solves the named problem without creating a worse curve or arena imbalance. Which first Palpatine upgrades are worth testing? Palpatine's first tests should protect the early board and clarify the top end. If the deck fails before expensive cards matter, add consistency to the inexpensive unit roles already doing useful work. If temporary advantage repeatedly has no profitable recipient, improve the number of units that convert it rather than adding more ways to create it. Do not assume every impressive villain belongs in the final list. Record how often a card is resourced, how often it arrives too late, and whether it improves the difficult arena. A card that is magnificent only when already ahead is a celebration, not necessarily an upgrade. Should upgrades come from boosters or exact cards? Use exact cards for a named upgrade, use boosters for draft, sealed, or a finite opening you want for its own sake. A display can teach card evaluation when it supplies an event. It is not a reliable procurement system for the second or third copy of a specific role. Carbonite has no special tactical exception. Premium treatments can make a favorite deck beautiful, but they do not make random procurement efficient. Build the working list first. Upgrade the finish only after the list has earned permanence. Foil indecision is still indecision, merely visible from across the room. What is the final Dax verdict? By Luke, if this is your first Ashes deck, if you want a resilient board, or if you learn best when the leader's value is visible. By Palpatine, if you enjoy ordering attacks, managing temporary resources, and solving a more temperamental shell. By both when two regular players want a matched fixed laboratory. Whichever deck wins your shelf, preserve the stock list, play 6 honest games, name 1 repeated failure, and change 1 package. The best spotlight deck is not the one with the louder leader. It is the one whose decisions you still want to study after the first cinematic turn becomes ordinary. Final verdict. Luke wins the first deck verdict because his mistakes are easier to diagnose and his healing keeps useful units in the conversation. Palpatine wins the advanced classroom verdict because temporary advantage and board width punish lazy ordering. Buy the deck whose decisions you want to repeat. Upgrade with tested singles, not a ceremonial pile of random packs. Frequently asked questions. Is Luke or Palpatine the better Ashes Spotlight deck? Luke is the better first deck for most players because healing and board preservation make decisions easier to read. Palpatine offers the deeper sequencing challenge. Are the Ashes Spotlight decks ready to play? Yes, Fantasy Flight Games presents them as complete ready-to-play 52-card decks. Ready-to-play does not mean tournament-tuned. Are the Ashes Spotlight decks competitive? Community reports do not treat either stock list as a solved competitive deck. Luke is more often favored as the stronger shell, but both need testing and targeted upgrades for serious events. How does Luke Skywalker heal units? Use the exact printed leader text and current rules. The deck is built around preserving useful units after they attack. The strategic test is whether the healed unit has another meaningful job. How should I use advantage with Palpatine? Name the intended conversion before attacking, base damage, a favorable trade, protection, or arena pressure. Temporary value that expires unused has produced nothing. How many cards should I change first? Change 1 small package of roughly 3 to 6 cards, then replay the same matchup. Large first rebuilds hide which change worked. Should I buy a booster box to upgrade a spotlight deck? Not for exact upgrades, buy singles for known cards, buy a display for draft, sealed, or a finite shared opening. Do I need both spotlight decks? Number 1 is enough for a player entering an established group. Buy both when 2 regular learners want a stable matched pair. What sleeves fit Star Wars? Unlimited. Use opaque standard size card sleeves and carry matching spares. Keep every deck in 1 consistent sleeve set. What should I record after each test game? Record the opening resource choice, first contested arena, first stranded card, leader value turn, and the repeated roll that failed.